إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد. All praises due to Allah, we Lord and beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And wherever Allah leads to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deed except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam is His abd and His rasul. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter in this deen is a wretched, accursed innovation. And every wretched, accursed innovation is a going astray. And every going astray is in the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we all know that the work of a da'wah is an obligation on each and every one of us. That we have not fulfilled our obligation of giving this da'wah until we talk to every single person that we come in contact with. Our employers, our professors, our parents, whoever they may be. And we also know that a da'wah is part and parcel of al-amru bil ma'ruf wa nahyu 'an al-munkar, and joining in the good and forbidding in the evil. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, in the form of an amr, in the form of a commandment, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, let there be from among you a community, an ummah that calls to al-khayr, that calls to the good, enjoining those individuals who enjoin in the right and forbid in the evil. And they are the ones who have success. So we know from this ayah and other ayahs like it, that da'wah, calling the people to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, is not only obligatory, but it is part of enjoining in good and forbidding the evil. That da'wah, brothers and sisters in Islam, does not stop with the kuffar. That da'wah extends over even into the Muslims, because the vast majority of the Muslims have gone away from the deen of Islam, either partially or totally. So we must call also, in addition to the Hindus, and the Sikhs, and the Buddhists, and the Jehovah's Witnesses, and the Seventh-day Adventists, we must also call the Muslims back to the masjid, especially the men, more specifically the men, telling them that they should come to the masjid to make their five prayers in the masjid, because it is wajibun farudun alayhim. It is obligatory on the men who have the ability, and Allah knows your excuses, to come to the masjid and make the five prayers. And it is better for the women to stay at home, as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, and stay in your homes. So all of this is an example of a dawah. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Islam, those of us who have come to the Quran and the authentic sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those of us who realize that the only way to fly is the airlines of Al-Quran and the authentic sunnah on the understanding, and practical application of the Sahaba, we have become extremists. We have become extremists and we have gone over the boundaries in our enjoining in the good and forbidding the evil. We have become harsh. We have become arrogant. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in warning us, as Allah has already told us, that we should be a community inviting to al-khayr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ. Allah is gentle and He loves gentleness. وَيُعْتِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْتِي عَلَى الْعُرْفِ. And He gives for gentleness that which He does not give for harshness. So inviting to the good and forbidding the evil, and joining the good and forbidding the evil, the good itself has to be good. And the evil, when you forbid the evil, it cannot be evil within itself. I repeat, in enjoining the good has to be good when you enjoin it. And when you forbid the evil, it can't be an evil. When you enjoin in the good, you have to use the methodology of the companions, the way they received it from the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And when you forbid the evil, you can't bring another evil to stop an evil. You can't bring a bid'ah to stop a bid'ah. You will not be that ummah inviting to al-khayr if you do this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and letting us know how we or what we should be gaining knowledge for. Now you understand the Quran and the authentic sunnah is correct on the understanding of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. But now your niyyah has changed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, وَلَا تَعَلَّمُوا الْعِلْمَ وَلَا تَعَلَّمُوا الْعِلْمَ لِتُبَاهُوا بِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Don't learn the knowledge to argue with the ulama. Who are you to argue with the ulama? How can you argue with Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu? How can you argue with Imam Darul Hijra, Imam Malik, Ibn Anas? How can you argue with the illustrious ulama of the past or today when you don't have any knowledge or very little knowledge of the sciences of Quran and Hadith, but you've learned a few things, enough to fill a thimble, oh no, enough to put on the head of a pin, and you argue with the ulama, past and present? I don't accept that ruling from this scholar. I don't accept that ruling from that scholar. And you have no or very little knowledge of the sciences of Quran. وَلَا تَعَلَّمُوا عِلْمٍ الْعِلْمِ. Don't learn the knowledge لِتُبَاهُ بِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ أَوْ تُمَارُ بِهِ السُّفَهَاءِ. The Prophet went on sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or to compete with the scholars or to argue with the ignorant. To compete with the scholars or to argue with the ignorant. You know that the person doesn't know. And you want to argue with them to show off that hadith is unauthentic. The chain that hadith is unauthentic. It's munkar, it's mu'tal, it's muttalif. And you just learn these phrases to argue with the people who don't have a little less knowledge than yourselves. This is not the menhaj, the methodology of the people of the past. The people of the past were ummah that invited the people to khair, to good. They weren't harsh, they were gentle. As the companion Muawiyah ibn Hakim al-Sulami radiallahu anhu said, that one day we were praying. I was praying with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. the illustrious companions of the Messenger of Allah. إِذَا عَطَسَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, and one of the people sneezed, فَقُلْتُ يَرْحَمَكُ اللَّهُ, so I said while I was praying, may Allah have mercy on you. While I was praying, I said, يَرْحَمَكُ اللَّهُ فَرَمَانِي الْقَوْمِ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ, and I noticed the people looking at me. فَقُلْتُ, and I said, وَاسُقْنَ أُمِّيَاهِ, may my mother be bereaved. Woe unto me. مَا شَأْنُكُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيَّا, why are they looking at me? Why are you looking at me? What's the matter with you looking at me? He's in his salah saying this. Why are you looking at me? Then the people started putting their hands on their thighs and beating them. The companions did. They started beating their thighs. وَيُسَمِّتُونَنِي وَلَكِنِّي فَكَتْتُ, they started motioning to me to be silent. But out of my anger, out of the anger I had, I became silent anyway. And then, فَلَمَّا صَلَّى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, when the Messenger of Allah finished his prayer, وَمَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمًا مِنْهُ. Listen to what Mu'awi ibn Hakim al-Sulami said. He said, and I have not seen any teacher better in teaching, more handsomer than teaching, more beautiful an instructor than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَبِأَبِي هُوَ وَأُمِّي, may my mother and father, may my father and mother be ransomed for him. May my father and mother be ransomed for him. I've never seen any teacher more beautiful in teaching and instructing than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And then the companion Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, فَوَاللَّهِ I swear by Allah, مَا جَهَرَنِي وَلَا ضَرَبَنِي وَلَا شَتَمَنِي قَالْ إِنَّ هَذِهِ الصَّلَاةَ لَا يَصْلُحُ فِيهَا شَيْءٌ مِنْ كَلَامِ النَّاسِ إنما هو التسبيح والتكبير وقراءة القرآن. The Messenger of Allah said that Mu'awi ibn al-Hakim said, رضي الله عنه, he didn't scold me, he didn't beat me, he didn't chide me, he didn't scold me. I was talking in my salah. He didn't scold me, he didn't beat me, he didn't chide me, he didn't rebuke me. All he said was that this salah is not befitting for people to talk in it. The salah is only for saying subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, and the recitation of Al-Quran. This is the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. The man walks into the masjid and urinates in the masjid. The companions rush to yoke him up, as we say, to wrestle him, to beat him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him and let him finish urinating in the masjid. Not any masjid, Masjid an-Nabawi, the Prophet Masjid sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when he finished, bring a bucket or two of water and pour it on it. And then he turned to the illustrious companion, the best of instructors, the best of those who enjoin in the good and forbidding the evil, the best of those who invite to al-khayr, al-good, the good, and he said, فُعِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُمْ مُيَسِّرِينَ لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا بُعِثْتُمْ مُعَسِّرِينَ أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, you have been raised and been sent to be easy on the people. You have not been sent to be harsh and difficult. This is the Messenger of Allah's instructions to us, brothers and sisters. This is the way we get the people to come to Islam. This is the way we get the brothers to come back to the masjid. This is the way we get the sisters to put on the niqab on their faces, the burqa on their faces that they may have a problem with. This is the way we get the sisters to put the obligatory jilbab overgarment on. The way we do it is with khair, with rifq, with lean. As Allah Ta'ala said, اذهبا الى فرعون انه طغى. Talking to Musa and Harun عليهما الصلاة والسلام. Go the two of you to Fir'aun because he has transgressed. فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر او يخشى. For perhaps, when you speak to him, you should speak to him with a soft, mild, kind word. This is Fir'aun who said, أنا ربكم الأعلى. I am your Lord the Most High. A madman, a tyrant, saying he is Allah, and Allah is telling Musa and Harun, how much more us? Go to him and speak a soft, pliable, kind, gentle word. For perhaps he may think and remember and have admonition, and perhaps he may have fear. So how much more us, brothers and sisters in Islam? And going back to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوْلِ تَجْتَرِئُوا بِهِ الْمَجَالِسِ. Don't learn the knowledge to compete with the scholars, nor argue with the ignorant, nor to take over their halaqa, their halaqat, their zikr, their circles, their meetings of learning Quran. Don't try to gain mastery over that. فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَالنَّارُ النَّارُ. Whoever does these three above things, the fire. So you wait until Ramadan comes, because you know the Imam likes to use that unauthentic hadith, أَوَّلُ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ رَحْمَةً وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةً وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. The beginning of Ramadan is mercy. The middle of Ramadan is forgiveness. And the end of Ramadan is exemption from the hellfire. Which the scholars have unanimously agreed, the scholars of hadith, that the chain of this hadith is unauthentic and it should not be used. But you go to the masjid and you sit and you wait because you know it's Ramadan and you know the Imam is going to use that hadith that should not be used, and you badger him and you beat him. Yeah, look, you don't know anything. The hadith is unauthentic. This is not the methodology of the people of the past. This is not the methodology of the best of people inviting the good, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qurashi al-Hashimi sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ومن تمسك بدينه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in the first part of this khutbah, we dealt briefly with the people who have become extremists. Now we'd like to give the other side, which are the people who have become negligent. The people who, when the truth comes to them, they don't accept it, even when it's from a harsh individual. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to accept the truth, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to accept the truth, and he has explained to us what is the meaning of kibr, what is the meaning of pride, what is the meaning of arrogance. Arrogance and pride is not when a person likes to have a nice stove and look nice, as the man asks. I can't stand to see someone with a better pair of sandals than mine, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can't stand to see somebody with a better salaf than mine, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this kibr? Is this pride and arrogance? The Messenger of Allah defined it in one word, lack. And then he gave the detailed explanation after saying, no, this is not pride, this is not arrogance. But pride and arrogance is the rejection of truth and the contempt of others. So now when the person comes to you and tells you to raise yourself and your pants above your ankles because it is from pride, you prove that it is from pride, confirming the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam by rejecting the truth and looking down at that person, just because he or she was harsh when she came to you and told you to put the niqab on and you shouldn't have your neck showing and you shouldn't have your feet showing, sisters. You reject the truth. When a man came to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he said, علمني كلمات جوامع النوافع, Oh, Ibn Abbas, teach me some beneficial, comprehensive words. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said, لا تشرك به شيئا. Don't ascribe partners anything with Allah. وَظُلْ مَعَ الْقُرْآنِ حَيْثُ زَادْ. And stick and hang out with the Qur'an wherever it may be. And stick and hang out with the Qur'an wherever it may be. وَمَنْ شَاءَكَ بِالْحَقِّ. And whoever comes to you with the truth, فَقْبُلْ مِنْهُ. Accept it. فَقْبُلْ مِنْهُ. Accept it from him. Whoever comes to you with the truth. وَإِنْ كَانَ بَعِيدًا غَبِيدًا. Even if he's a person that you have contempt for, and you're always away from him, and he's away from you, even though it's a sister that you don't like, and you don't hang out with her, you're distant from her, accept it from her. Because it is al-haqq, it is the truth. وَمَنْ جَاءَكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And whoever comes to you with falsehood, with something that is wrong, in contradiction to the Quran and the authentic Sunnah on the understanding of a Sahaba and how they did it, فَرُدُّدْ عَلَيْهِ. Then reject it, throw it back in its face. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَرِيبًا حَبِيبًا. Even if he's your closest beloved relative. This is the way of the people of the past. So even though the person is using vinegar to draw the flies instead of honey, you are obligated to accept what they give to you. Even if they said it harsh, you don't have the right to be neglectful, because the haq has come, the truth has come, the ayah has come, the hadith has come, the athar from the sahaba has come, and you are obligated to accept it, even if the person was harsh when they gave it to you. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in conclusion, we should be between the two extremes. We shouldn't go overboard being extremists when we get this knowledge, and we shouldn't be neglectful, rejecting the knowledge when it comes, no matter how it comes. We have to accept it. We have to accept it. At the same time, we must remember to be kind to the Muslims, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخْفِجْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lord, the wing, your wing of mercy to the believers. Be kind to the believers and argue with them in the manner that which is best, as Allah says in another ayah, اُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Call the people to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful, handsome speeches and admonitions, and argue with them in a manner that is best. Argue with them in a manner that is nice and pleasing. Argue with them with words that are kind, like Allah told Musa and Harun to go to Fir'aun, that tyrannical, evil, nefarious individual who died, not able to say, La ilaha illallah, because as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Muhammad, and we hope not to be like him in our obstinance, in our rebellion. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I wish you could have been there to see me take the mud from the ocean floor, from the side of the Red Sea, and I stuffed it in his mouth so he couldn't complete La ilaha illallah. We don't want to be like that, brothers and sisters. So don't go to the extremes with the da'wah, the Quran and Sunnah on the way of the companion. And don't be negligent in rejecting the truth when it comes to you. Be between the two. It is better for you if you but knew. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and defend us from the torment of the fire. Oh our Lord, make us of those who stay away from being extremists, and make us of those who accept the truth and not be negligent of it. And oh Allah, keep our feet firm on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and keep our hearts on your deen and your obedience. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم.